Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight Frolics. Oh, will you get out of here? You're not on yet.
I won't be on. I want to be on.
Later. All right, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. And the philosopher. Oh, and let's see. We're going to tell you about the final vaccine. Yeah. Yeah, and all the stuff that's going on with the CDC. You know, maybe they ought to change those letters around. You know. Call it the SDC. Stupid Disease Control. All right, Inner Sight, where's my engineer? Where's the philosopher? Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Inner Sight. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. 609-388-7004. The beautiful, beautiful Akita. All right. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York, with the real estate company over there. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. We love them all. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we're going to tell you about the thing in school, the Jimmy Dinigan Day. Oh, you got to hear this. It's crazy. All right. Inner Sight. And some of our friends, Good Mojo Princes, Sutton Insurance, Thurl Law Center, Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, to mention some of the friends who have helped us in the past. And planning a benefit in September. We'll keep you posted, let you know. I'm going to honor Pamela Raymond, the former soap opera queen. All right, and we'll no doubt get her to come on the show. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. I want to thank the Long Island Sign Company for donating a sign so that we could promote Inner Sight. And we're going to be giving away a free gift next Friday, June 4th, if you're local. Or if you're coming to Sayville, Long Island. Right in front of the paper doll. Inner Sight will be out there, and you make a $10 donation, you'll get a free gift. Handmade. All right, so we'll keep you, we'll mention that a few times during the week. All right, Inner Sight. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. Yes. And trying to get our engineer in here. I don't know what happened to her. But anyway, probably do a little Jackie Gleason, maybe some Honeymoon Louie will pop in here if we can get him in here. Get these phones open. Oh, the number 213-816-1650 is the phone number here on Inner Sight Frolics. And president's having a big tough time with the money. You ever notice how these politicians are always haggling about money? That's all they do. All day long. Oh, no, this is too much. This is too little. Oh, that's not enough. You're sending too much money over there. Put it over here. And they all have different interests, too. Well, it seems typical that politicians haggle over money. Yeah. We don't, because we don't have any. How can you haggle over something you don't have? Or maybe some people dream about it. You know, they wish. And in that wishing, they're haggling. Imagine haggling with a wish. That would be weird, wouldn't it? Sounds stupid. Well, that's what we're supposed to sound like tonight. Stupid. On Inner Sight. Yeah. All right.
Hello.
Yeah. Boy, it's about time you showed up. Where'd you go?
Blog. I don't know what happened, but they, for some reason, our password would not go in. So I got to find out what's going on.
Well, how about a little music? Can we get a little background?
What kind of music?
On the philosopher?
We got on the philosopher? Oh, yeah, no problem. Here he comes.
I know I could play the drum with my mouth again. One more time, let it roll. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. If you take it, beware. If you don't take it, you're not square. If you do take it and you blow up, you won't be there. What is it? I'll give you one guess. That's it. Give that lady a prize. Yeah. So now the CDC. Oh, by the way, I renamed them SDC. Stupid Disease Control. The SDC says that the children that got vaccinated don't have to wear the mask in school. Boy, what a riot that's going to be.
Yeah,
you go in there and some kid says, hey, you better put the mask on. I'm scared. I don't want to get that hepatitis, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the other kid said, well, I got vaccinated. Well, how do I know that? You're a liar. I don't believe it. Start a big riot with a fight. And the teachers are yelling and screaming, and they all, the principal, you got to go down to the principal's office, and can you prove you took the vaccine? Where's your paper? I don't need a paper. I don't need no stinking paper. So they're causing trouble, folks. The SDC, the Stupid Disease Control people, are causing trouble. Now, you're going to the store, see? Some stores you gotta wear it, some stores you don't. Now, how do you know which stores is which?
You
well, some fellow says there's a big
it.
Sign up. I said, where is it?
Uh-huh.
I can't read it. So I do what I want. I tell you, this CDC is a bunch of morons. Stupid disease control. All right, Inner Sight, yeah, they're really stupid. They can't make up their mind.
Mm.
You know? How are you going to, you know, the big thing going to be, I'll tell you something. Now you're going to have lawsuits all over the place, see? Sure. Because people are going to go in who didn't get vaccinated, and they're not going to wear the mask. You know, and they won't be able to prove. Can you prove that I didn't get vaccinated. I say I was vaccinated. Can you prove that I wasn't? Next thing you know, a guy comes out with a big needle. I got to take your blood. Get out. What are you, a maniac? Call the cop. Call the, oh, what a riot. It's going to be a regular riot, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is.
You wait and see what's going to happen.
It is. It's going to be craziness.
You can't prove that somebody was vaccinated. Suppose somebody comes in and they got a paper. And it's somebody else's paper.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Then that somebody else is going to be blamed, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are they going to prove? Wait a minute. You're a guy. This paper here says Diane. Well, who's Diane? Give
oh, boy.
Give me that.
Where
That's
you
my
that
sister.
Paper from?
That's my sister.
Yeah.
Your sister? Yeah, well, she got vaccinated, and she kissed me on the cheek, and some of the saliva went down, and I got vaccinated. Now, give me that.
There you go.
How the hell are you going to prove all this stuff?
They can't.
They're out of their mind, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they are.
There's going to be lawsuits all over the place. You know who's going to make money on this? The lawyers.
Yeah, they are.
I tell you, they're the ones that are going to come out ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Because this stuff is crazy. You know, especially in the schools. You're going to have riots.
Well, yeah.
Half the kids wearing the mask and the other half not wearing the mask.
Yeah.
So they're going to assume.
Gonna do? They're going to make it mandatory. Just wear the mask. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, but the
so
but the but the SCD says you don't have to wear it if you got vaccinated. That's what I mean. There's a contradiction there.
Yeah, I know. But they're going to make it that way where it's mandatory still because they don't know who got the shot, who didn't. And then they're going to make sure the kids who didn't get the shot get the shot. And then they're going to say,
well, I just hope that the kids who wear the mask are not going to challenge the kids who don't wear the mask because you're going to have trouble if that happens.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you right now, boy.
Especially the ones that have the what do they have that? I forgot the name of it. They have, they'll say, I don't need to wear the mask because I have rights. And then they'll just, you know, there you go with the rights, you know.
Yeah.
That's the other, you know, issue.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people could say, well, I have natural immunity.
There you go.
You know, can you prove that
I
don't?
The disease. Well, no, you could prove that you had the disease. You have natural immunity.
How are they going to
prove
the big thing? How are they going to prove that people took or didn't take the vaccine? They can't prove that. I mean, it doesn't mean a damn thing. You got a paper. It don't mean nothing. Suppose you lost the paper or your kid ripped it up or your dog ate it. Or, you know, my dog ate the paper. What am I going to do?
Listen.
Please help me.
If you went into a New York system, okay, they're making the New York system be one. But if you got your shot, say, in another state, then I don't know if it's in the system that way. But say you were.
Yeah, how about that?
You got your shot in a different state. Now, you lost your paper. You're going to have to get your shot again or just, you know.
Yeah, but you can't trust those computers. Look what happened with the gas pipe with Joe.
Yeah.
They stole the gas pipe. They probably steal all the damn information on the vaccines and hold them for ransom. You imagine?
That's probably right.
That's worth more than $5 million.
You
can get $20 million for that.
Right.
Hello, is this the federal government? This is Wiki, and we happen to know about the, we know where there are 50 million identifications on vaccine. Would you be interested in that?
Yeah.
Would you be interested in that?
Yeah.
Call
there
me back on this unknown number.
Yeah.
It'll cost you $25 million. No, we don't negotiate. You want the papers or not?
Yeah.
Woo! I tell you, it's going to happen.
I tell you.
And the SEC is not going to do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Stupid disease control.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They can't even take wax out of people's ears. What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Woo! All right, inside we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up with the, Jesus. He wanted a Dinigan day in school. We got Louie coming up. Give me a little Lauren Hardy. You got any Lauren Hardy music?
Yeah.
Oh, we got Gabriel who's going to take the last vaccine.
Uh-oh. That's available?
That's it. The last one.
And look at the fight that's going to bring. Oh, boy.
How's about a little Lauren Hardy?
Yeah, I got to find that. Hold on. I'm not on that screen. Give me a second.
In a sight.
Okay. Yeah.
Television.
Okay.
Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit, Wednesday night, Inner Sight. Thursday, 7:30, Channel 20. Long Island, Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20. Watch the reruns till we get back on track. All right.
Yeah.
Beware of the SDC.
DC.
SDC. What's that stand for? Aren't you listening to this show? Stupid disease control.
There you go.
Well, Ollie, are you ready? Well, I don't know. I'm very nervous. I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going or if I should do it. Well, you know, believe in the old saying, when in doubt, don't do it, or do it and die. Why don't you help me? Well, I'm trying to help you, but the problem is, I think your hat is too tight. What's that got to do with my hat? Well, if your hat's too tight, your brain don't work. Will you stop that? I don't know if I should do this. I did it once, and it was a complete disaster. Well, and maybe this time it'll be better, because she eats less spaghetti. Will you? Less spaghetti. Now listen, don't worry. I'll be with you. I'll be right next to you, and I've got the ring right here. See? Where did you get that? Well, I got it right out of this Cracker Jack box. You know, it was. it didn't cost anything. You know, Cracker Jack box. You can't give her that ring. She'll kill me. Well, then you won't have to worry. Will you? Get out of it. Now, don't worry. I'm gonna make it look like gold, see? I got some of this yellow paint here, and I'm gonna paint it up, and I'll put it right on my finger so I won't forget it. We have to go down to the church. Come on, did you call the cab? Well, no, I thought you called the cab. Well, I did, but they're not here. Well, which company did you call? The black or the white one? Well, what difference does that make? Well, the black cab company's not going to come to the white neighborhood. They're afraid. Will you? Never mind. We're going to have to take the old truck. The old truck to the wedding? You mean to the church? That's right. I don't know if it works, but... Oh. Don't worry, Ollie. I'm with you. I got the ring. See, look how beautiful it looks. Nice and yellow on my finger. See. Get in the trunk. Watch where you're going. Well, here we are, the big day. In the big church. Maybe she won't show up. Maybe she'll forget. They don't forget nothing. Oh, are you the bride? I'm not the bride. He's the groom. I'm the helper. Oh. Some groom and some helper. The blimp and the limp. All right, come on in. I'm Preacher Gonzalez. Gonzalez? Well, you don't look Spanish to me. I'm not Spanish, I'm Jewish. I just use that name because it's a Spanish neighborhood. Now get in there. Oh. All right, who's the bride?
I am the bride. Oh, you finally made it, huh, Pacho? I thought you weren't going to show up. I was going to come and get you. I had a couple of my friends with me. Lefty and Righty.
Lefty and Righty?
Yeah, they're bodyguards. They worked for a couple of friends of mine.
Gee, Ollie. They're in the back. They look bigger than you.
All right. Well, what's he doing here?
Well, he came to help me. He's my best man.
Well, if that's the best you can do, you better try again.
Take your hat off. You're in the church. Oh. There we are. All right. Who gives this man to this woman? Well, I can't move him, but I'll give him anyway. Would you stop that? All right. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to have and to hold, cherish and love and all that? And I don't know this whole speech. I never could know it. When I was in preacher school, they threw me out because I gave the wrong speech. Gave the wrong speech. I heard what he said. Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? To have and to hold, to cherish and obey.
Obey? Obey? I wouldn't obey him if he was the last man on earth.
But, miss, you have to obey her. That's the matrimonial law.
Oh, God.
I'll take that as a yes. Now, who has the ring? Oh, the ring. The ring. What'd you do with the ring? Oh, wait a minute. I got it right here on my finger. Let's have it. You want the ring or the finger? What? I don't want the finger. I want the ring. Remember when I told you I painted it yellow? Yes. So with the I can't get it off my finger.
You're turning no good scoundrel. I won't marry you without a ring. This no good bum got yellow paint all over the place. Give me that ring. I want Woo!
You painted the ring
yellow
to make it look gold. And he couldn't get it off his finger. Oh, man. That's something that Laurel and Hardy would do, don't you think?
Yeah.
Couldn't get the ring.
More Laurel than Hardy.
All right, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
All right.
Louie will be here. And, Oh, we used to have a lot of, we used to have a lot of weird times in school, you know, and one time Dinigan went down to the principal, Kramer, you know. Kramer couldn't take Dinigan. And Kramer told Jimmy that, you know, he analyzed them, you know. In the principal way, you know. And he said, "You have ADD." And Jimmy,
"I have ADD. What was that?"
It's a disorder.
Disorder? No, I didn't order no pizza. No, it's not pizza. It's
a disorder of the communicative part of the brain.
You got the brain, you better tell Miss Ma. I don't know. What am I going to tell her?
Don't worry. I'll explain it to her.
I don't know. What is ADD? Yeah. What does that stand for? It stands for Ask Dumb Dammit Dammit It? No.
Oh,
anyway,
that's
so
all
it goes
he
back
to tell him. That was it. Now he knew he had an excuse.
He goes back to the class, and Kramer was supposed to explain this to Miss Moore, you know.
Uh-oh.
So Kramer forgets, you know.
He
couldn't remember anything, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it happened to be Flag Day, see. And Miss Ma gave us an assignment.
Now, everybody, write about the flag. Whatever you like about the flag. I want a composition, just one paragraph. You know,
we all took out our Braille slates, and we all... So, we hand them in, and she calls up Dinigan.
Oh, no.
To the front of the class.
Jimmy, get up here, you know. Yeah, Miss Martin, I can't help. I got ADD.
What? What is ADD?
That means ass dum dum.
What, Jimmy? Don't you dare curse in my classroom.
Well, I can't help it if I'm ass dumb dumb. Mr. Kramer said ADD. Never mind, Mr. Kramer.
What is this you wrote? Flag Day. Yes, good. But I want Jimmy Dinigan Day.
Yeah. Oh, I want Jimmy Dinigan. I want him to be in the assembly. Jimmy Dinigan Day, when all the kids are going to yell and say, and we're all going to sing the Pound Ginger Ale song.
Never mind that. Sit down.
She
so
was
he
really
kept going
pissed
on.
At him and
what?
The principal. She probably was really pissed at the principal.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't tell her. But Jimmy kept going on all day about every few minutes, Jimmy Dinigan Day, you know, and the class started catching on. Yeah, Miss Paul, we want Jimmy Dinigan Day. We want it. And Janie, you know,
I want to have Jimmy Dinigan Day. We could have a big dinner, Miss Ma. I'll tell my mother, never mind, Janie, sit down.
Going on and on and on. And finally, Miss Ma got so disgusted with the whole thing. She said, I'm going to give you Jimmy Dinigan Day the day I kill you. I tell you, man, it was so funny.
She probably was really pissed.
And I don't want to hear about no ADD either.
Oh, man. I think that's why she retired early.
Yeah, Jimmy Dinigan.
I think he was the one who pushed her over the edge, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Jimmy Dinigan Day.
Maybe that day didn't help. You know?
All right, Inner Sight Frolics. And we got any calls on the line?
Let me look. We had listeners, but not callers. Let me see.
213-816-1650.
All right.
Yeah. And we're going to have Louie come in here. Louie.
Yeah.
With some, you know, Louie with this Rosanna Danner thing. He can't get off of
it. He likes it. He likes Rosanna.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, Monday we'll be on a holiday.
We have Louie. We have Louie. You know when Louie
celebrate Memorial and give the troops an hour of silence and all that, especially for those who passed. Memorial Day, Monday. All right, Lou called in.
Are you coming on for an hour only? I mean, for a little bit, and that's it?
No, I'm not coming on.
Okay, so what do you want me to do with that? You got to tell
me. No, put a rerun on.
Okay. All right.
Put the Memorial Day show on that we did, the one we did last Thursday, Honor of Joe and all that.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so here
run it again. Is
Louie. Louie's on.
All right, Louie the Lip on Inner Sight.
Here he comes.
Come on, we're halfway through.
Louie.
Hello.
Hey.
Music in the background.
Hi, you know, Frank Perino. This is Hello, Frank Perino. My name is Vito Corleone on the Inner Sight. Probably is. I'm talking to Frank Perino and another one, Zach Halafi Ferrero. Yeah.
Hey, Lou, you got to turn down that television.
Oh, hold on a second.
All right.
Thanks,
Frank. Call in, turn down.
I was watching Bombers. I'm watching my Bombers, Yankees.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Okay. All right, turn it down, Ray. Frank Perino, this is the one and only Frolics on the radio on a Friday night, huh?
Yeah.
Talking to my Rosanna Danner, talking to Lauren Hardy on the telephone.
Yeah.
Hey. You remember Wolfman Jack, Lou?
Oh, I do.
Say it again.
You remember Wolfman Jack?
Wolfman Jack, American Graffiti, the Midnight Special, and special guest on The Odd Couple.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, one time I was at Madison Square Garden, Philharmonic Hall, by the way, that was. Philharmonic Hall, and Wolfman Jack was one of the MCs with the show we're doing with Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, you know. And I was backstage. And the Wolfman kept running away from my dog.
Really? He was scared of it?
Yeah.
And don't let that dog come near me. Is that dog going to bite me? Get her.
You're talking to the Rosanna dog. Don't let the dog bite you. And I'm talking to the dog. And every Sunday I have to go to Della Ragnar and talk to her about the dog or give her the love drop to a dog, you know. What's
that's
the matter
good.
With that dog? You don't give me no pull. I'm going to put you on Blah Talk Radio on the Blah on Fox with Frank Perillo and then Tarasi Ferrero all about the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Wolfman was afraid of dogs. Nice guy, though.
Yeah. Hey, my name is Lauren. My name is Stan Laurel, and I'm Lauren. Hope I'm Lauren Hardy. I'm giving out the love that's Lauren Hardy. What are you talking
hey, Lou,
about? You're not going to give it to the dog or something like that, you know?
Can you talk like you're from England, British?
Yeah.
Let me hear you talk like that.
In English?
Yeah. British. You know, like that
yeah.
and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You know, give Rosanna down at the love drop to the ladies. Yeah, I'll go to that nightclub on the west side on 49th Street and 60th Street and 5th Avenue, the nightclub. I'll go to the the fifth floor. I went to the nightclub and I was dancing, have a little drinky woo here.
What
and
club
I
give that?
A, yeah, ladies, wait a minute. Come with me, step up, ladies. I'm giving you a love drop for free, and you can dance on the floor with Louis Rivera, right on the dance floor with this, the disco sound, the mambo, and the deep
Copacabana
sounds. I think so. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Copacabana. They used to have all the big stars in there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah,
and then I
have,
gave it to Rosanna Jenner. Make sure
Jimmy
I got the
Stewart.
Swing lesson.
Jimmy Stewart was supposed to be there with Dean
what
Martin,
that?
You know?
Yeah.
So
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin got there before Stewart, and I don't know where Jimmy is, but I got to have a drink, you know, and he's waiting for Jimmy all night, and Jimmy comes in, and by the time Jimmy got there, the place was closed.
Oh, yeah.
I got lost, Dean, you know, and I'm sorry about that.
That's right.
More liquor for me.
Yeah, I'll give some. I got the Schwab, A. Frank. My name is Anna Dan. I got the Schwab waiting for the ladies, you know.
That's it. What fragrance is that swamp?
Any kind of musk. You got musk and you got a cherry, blueberry.
I like
orange,
I like
lemon, banana.
I like almonds.
How about patchouli?
I like citrus. What?
Yeah, citrus or
patchouli.
Yeah.
What's patchouli?
Hey, Frank, I had a great time at a nightclub. We're talking to ladies at the Copa about the love drops, and I was dancing, had a little cold drink and sangria. I had about, you know how many sangria I had? I had about ten drinks.
Ten drinks? Damn, you must have been ossified.
I say you won't be standing if
and glorified. And you're mentified.
Yeah.
And the pacifier.
Yeah, I sleep for 24 straight hours.
That, I'm sure you would.
Yeah. Hey, and then those ladies, get up, Louie, time to take a shower, cool you right off.
They woke you up?
Yeah. Like Opa I say, Kamara. Frank, and like I say, Suzanne, like I woke up in love this morning, went to sleep with you on my mind. Yeah.
Was that a song?
Yeah.
I woke up with you this morning, went to sleep with you on my mind.
It goes,
like
I woke
song.
Up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning, went to sleep with you on my mind.
Is that a Willie Nelson song or what?
Partridge Family hit.
Oh. All right.
That's a Partridge Family classic.
Well, you're going to have a barbecue over the weekend?
Maybe. I don't know. It's going to be drizzle. We can't have it, you know. And then I put on a little Puente music classic when I'm dancing the night away, you know.
Oh, yeah. You dance in the backyard, too?
Not with my swimsuit on. No.
Swimsuit?
Hey, Suzanne, I hope I got the right swimsuit on.
Oh, yeah. What kind of swimsuit?
Swimsuit is, make sure I got the right swimming suit, something like that.
What is it, purple?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Purple.
Hey, wait a minute.
Is it black?
What color is it, purple, Lou?
Solid blue.
Solid blue? Oh, that's good.
Not the female swimsuit.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you know you'd look good in a female swimsuit.
I was looking at it and wear it.
No, nobody in your family will let you wear
wear a female swimsuit to the Copacabana.
Right.
And then we'll give you a swan.
I don't think that would be good.
Yeah. I'm carrying around with the swimsuit, Frank. That's for women.
Yeah, I
know.
There you go. He's got it straight.
Right, I know.
Louis Rivera. Give us a little song. You got a good song? How about that one? She wore a itsy bitsy yellow polka dot.
Let me do it, Frank.
You know
there was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, and she wore it for the first time today. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow love drops bikini, and she wore the rest.
Yeah, I got you left.
The rest of the way.
That's right.
Tell them what she wore.
There
you go.
That's Brian Hyland.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Who was the girl
in
that song?
I don't know. That's
a Brian Hyland hit.
Yeah, but there was a girl.
Who was that
on
woman?
The girl.
Yeah, that's a novelty hit.
One of the group, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's one of the novelty hits of Brian Hyland.
Yeah. All right, in a sight. With the yellow polka dot bikini.
Yeah, that's right. And remember, like I say, Frank. Well, Frank, my name is Rosanna Dana. I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend. And I got the swap.
Yeah.
We go to Pat Cooper
and talk
in the bathroom.
Did you ever hear that song by Al Jolson? You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. And all the time I knew it. You made me happy, and you made me blue. You made
Do it together, Frank.
You made me love you, and now I'm in prison.
You made me love you.
Oh, my, oh, my. Really?
Good God, you made me love you. I didn't want to do it.
I'm gonna make you love you.
That was an old song, a weird song by Jolson.
How about Latin from Manhattan?
Give me what I die for. Let me.
What about Latin from Manhattan?
All right, here's sight. You made me love you. Hey, Lou, thanks a lot, man. You were cool.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, Suzanne and Frank, have a good Memorial Day.
Yeah, you too.
I love you, Suzanne.
My hubby and I. We're not going to...
In his sight.
Love you, Suzanne.
Oh, we love you.
Frolics.
Take care, Suzanne.
Take care.
Gabriel has to take the last vaccine.
Uh-oh.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does the last vaccine mean? It means that you'll never be sick again. I'll never be sick again. You'll never be unhappy. I'll never be happy. You'll never have to smoke cigarettes. I like cigarettes. No, they're no good for you. The last vaccine mean administered by the SDC. SDC, what's that? Stupid disease control. the stupid disease, the last vaccine? That's right, the last vaccine. You take it, and you'll never be mean. Why won't I be mean? Because you won't be here anymore. It's the last vaccine left. That means it's the oldest. The oldest? Oh, yes. It's been around for, a couple of years now, and that makes it... It's a vintage vaccine.
Uh-oh.
You'll be famous. The last vintage vaccine from the SDC. Stupid disease control. That's it. Now, are you ready to take it? No, I don't want to take it. I'm scared. I don't want to take it. You don't want the last vaccine? You'll be famous. I wonder who took the first vaccine.
Yeah, right.
Who
some
took
nurse.
The first vaccine? Anybody know?
Some nurse.
Who?
I don't remember her name, but it was a nurse.
A nurse?
Yeah. I think New York.
Did they put her in the news?
Yeah.
She's still alive?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I looked the other day. They put it on the news.
You don't know if she's still alive. That could be her sister.
It could be, but it could still be her.
It could be her twin sister.
Could be, But
this is the last vaccine from the SDC.
Now
don't
they're still
take
making
it.
Them and sending them, all over the world right now.
Sending what
they're
all over the world?
They're not even close to finishing. What?
What are they sending?
They're sending the vaccines out to other countries.
They're going to make people worse.
I don't know.
Then you got to take the booster.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, too.
Booster.
I'm still getting,
one guy said, did you hear about the guy on the news? They accused him. He said he wasn't wearing the mask. So they said, how do we know you took the vaccine? Do you have any paper? He said, I don't need no paper in there. I got the proof. So where you got the proof? Where you got? He said, you want to see it? You want to see it my ass or now?
That's a good one.
He pulled out his pants in the middle of the damn place and. Look, see in there, the ass. Look at that, give me in there.
Yeah, that's where the vaccine is.
And the guy says, all right, I believe. Pull your pants off. Jesus, he goes.
It goes in the arm,
And the news was taking pictures of this guy's ass in the middle of, wherever the hell, middle of Macy's, I don't know. Woo! And then some guy called him up and said, "Would you like to be in a porno movie? What's that?" He said, he said, you got some ass.
Woo! There you go. Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to be in a porno because he took the vaccine.
There you go.
Well, you know, if they can't put it in your arm, they got to put it someplace.
Well, I suppose, but that's usually in the arm.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't take it.
It's not
that
they go to the thigh, I suppose, because that's the next area.
No. But anyway, there's a lot of weird stuff going on because of the SDC.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of contradictions, you know. Now, I'd like to see, how are they going to check people? I got to see this one. How are they going to check people on the New York City subway system?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That they took the vaccine. You can't stop people and demand to see a paper.
Yeah.
What if they don't have
it? They have to dig in the
people on their way to work.
Dig in their pocketbook for the paper.
Yeah, crazy. I tell you, they're all nuts. SDC, folks. New name. New name for the Center for Disease Control. Stupid Disease Control. Yeah. Inner Sight. We'll be with you Tuesday. Open mic. I want to thank all our listeners. Hey, give us a number. We got a number, an updated number.
How many
listeners? Yeah, how many we got?
Yeah. It's almost
here we
close
go.
To turning over to 107,000. I'm going to give you that right now. Yeah, 106,949.
100,000, 6,949.
Right.
Right?
106,949. So almost about 51 more listeners. And
after
we will have
tonight, we should have
106,700.
That's
should,
my
yeah.
prediction.
Mine too.
All right. Inner Sight. Yeah. So don't forget. When you go out, if you've had your vaccination, bring your paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, like people are going to remember
true.
That.
Yeah, but that's true.
Oh, my God, I forgot my paper. And I don't have my mask.
Uh-oh. He's in trouble.
Oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, nah, the whole thing is
what you
going
to do, buddy? You have to... You know, go home and get your paper.
Yeah, right.
No, I lost it. Uh-oh, now you're in trouble.
You know, it got destroyed. I mean, the dog did it, or, you know.
Uh-oh, now. Uh-oh.
Anyone
could. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. How about the one out west where this guy, he's a farmer, see? And he goes into the big supermarket and he doesn't have a mask. Have you got your paper with you, Hank? Oh, my billy goat ate my paper.
The billy goat.
I tried to get it away from him and some bitch bit me.
So, yeah, he wanted to eat that paper.
But you got to have your paper, Hank. You can't come in here without a mask.
You
got no
you
paper.
Is make a photo
well,
I don't.
My billy goat. Well, wait a minute. I got an idea. My goat Harold. I got him out back. Now wait a minute. Just Harold. Harold. Get over here, Harold. Did you eat my paper?
Oh.
Woo!
There you go.
Come on, now tell the nice man you ate my paper. He doesn't sound too hungry to me. I told you, you ate it. See, he's trying to tell you. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Hank, I don't believe that bunk. How can a Philly goat talk till he ate the paper? Well, do you speak Billy Goat language? Of course I don't speak no Billy Goat language. You know me for 25 years. Well, well, I do, and I know. Harold says he ate the paper. That's good enough for me. I'm going in the store. Call the police. Now, get on. I mean, boy, I bet you that would make the news.
Excuse me.
All right, in a sight. And we'll be with you Tuesday. Open mic. We got how much time we got?
We have like 6 minutes left, I think. Let me take a look.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, about. I don't know how much.
Oh.
Exactly. Well, last time I saw it, and that was like about less than a minute ago, it looked like six minutes. How many minutes we got?
Oh.
3 minutes. 3 minutes,
huh?
45 seconds. Three
oh,
minutes,
right.
45 seconds.
Well, I just want to make sure the prompts are working, you know, because with this
blog,
you never know.
Yeah, I know. I was intrusion, you know, on my, hold on a second. I'm going to have to mute myself. Hold on.
All right, in a sight.
Hi, I'm back. I'm back. Two minutes to the end of the show. I don't hear him. That's not good. Huh. That's not good. Seconds and I don't hear them. That's weird. Okay, let's see. I have to call back. All right. Well, this is the end of the show. You cannot hear the host. I don't know if you could hear him. So I'm going to end the show. I don't hear the host anymore. So I'll end the show for you guys. This is Inner Sight, and we thank you for actually calling in. And, you know, thank you very much. And also being here to listen. And you know, you could call the Inner Sight number. It's 631-224-3090. And we also, you know, have nightly shows here. You can give a call here in between. Frank gives the number, and it's 213-816-1650. And talk on the show when Frank, you know, asks questions and stuff like that. And we are grateful for you calling in. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.